the biggest movie in America right now.
I give to you the Black Panther.
You got it. It's Black Panther. The movie is a hit, and so is the fictional East African country where it is set.
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda, a beautiful, lush place, incredibly futuristic monorails, super tall buildings, and it's wealthy.
The things to do in Wakanda are all season long. We were very happy in Wakanda.
I'm sorry. I think we have a bit of a mistake. That's actually a video about Wakanda, Illinois, just northwest of Chicago.
What I love about Wakanda is the camaraderie. The ice fishing derby is one of the events that I really hold dear to my heart because I'm one of the organizers for.
Now, the Illinois village is spelled a bit differently. There's an extra U in there, but that has not stopped movie lovers from making a connection.
The amount of calls from movie pranks versus news inquiries is about even.
That is Wakanda, Illinois, village administrator Kevin Timothy.
He's been inundated with mostly benevolent callers. Some just want to inform them that they are in a movie now.
Other less benevolent callers just shout the Black Panther battle cry, Wakanda forever! And then they hang up.
Both Wakandas are nice places to live, but the real Wakanda is not quite as futuristic.
We do have a nice downtown, some shopping and restaurants, no high-speed rails or anything of that regard.
They are also short on the rare metal vibranium, which is the key to the African Wakanda's power and riches.
Case in point, the movie, Black Panther, has earned over $277 million.
The Village of Wakanda revenue for the last year, just shy of $17,000.
Another point of contrast, the population of the African country Wakanda is mostly black. The Midwestern village is almost all white, according to the U.S. Census.
The two places, different though they may be, are bonded together by the name. And some in the Illinois town are embracing that.
Yeah, there's a rumor that some people want to change the name of the Illinois town's high school football team from the Bulldogs to the Black Panthers.
Wakanda High School principal Dan Klett says, don't hold your breath.
There's no groundswell to change the mascot. In fact, I just looked at a yearbook from 1958, and the mascot was the Bulldogs in 1958, and undoubtedly it was Bulldogs much prior to that.
Okay, keep the Bulldogs mascot, but can they at least change their cheer?
All together now, Wakanda, Illinois, forever.